one of the greatest impediments that keeps us away from accessing the sweetness of the holy name is a firm material attachment to the imaginative pleasures of this material world. Prahlad Maharaj calls them as Kutrasya Shruti Sukha Mrigatrishni Rupa. So Shruti Sukha means those pleasures about which lot of promises are given, otherwise a lot is being spoken about, but nobody has experienced it. That's the actual meaning. So the firm attachment, material attachment, that brings about plenty of dreams in the heart of the foolish conditioned soul, that keeps one away from accessing the true benefit of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his letters that if one has to enter fire, then one has to have a fiery body, otherwise one cannot enter into fire. Similarly, if one has to enter into spiritual world and strike a relationship with the supremely pure Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is addressed as Pavitram, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, then one also has to keep oneself without any stain or taint. One has to keep oneself pure to become an associate of the Lord in the spiritual world. If you are aspiring for something so high, then we also have to be prepared to pay the price. One has to understand philosophically from the Shastras that even the wine drinkers, the gluttons, the sex mongers, or the greedy ones, or the wealthy people, or the so-called powerful heroes who become zeros later in this material world, all these people, they also have suffering and they also have unlimited anxiety. That is the way this material world is created. Even the so-called most successful materialistic people also have enormous suffering and anxiety in their hearts. Because this world is so created that everyone is burning with anxiety and tension and stress and suffering. And that is the nature of the material world. And in the path of Krishna consciousness also one may have to take some pains or some troubles and sufferings in order for executing devotion service peacefully. Because we have our material duties, we have so many things to be done in life. Along with that, one has to rise early in the morning, spend so much time for Krishna. But Prahlad Maharaj says in Bhagavatam, what is the result of not performing Krishna consciousness? Adanta gobir vishatam tamishram punaha punaha charvita charvanana. He says, those who do not perform Krishna consciousness, their mind and senses become uncontrolled. And with such uncontrolled mind and senses, they indulge in horrible acts by which they destroy themselves and destroy others, and they enter into deep dark hell where they will suffer for millions of years. So for the little pain that we take for Krishna, sometimes we make a big issue. But we have to know we are saved from such horrible hell for all time to come, and to be given an entrance into the most blissful spiritual world for eternity. So a wise spiritualist should always remember that I should not trade this eternal birthright of Krishna consciousness in the spiritual world that I perform for eternity for a tiny flash of flickering pleasure of this material world. It is so puny and it is so short-lived. But foolishly